Today's podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Air Purifier Thunderstorm. The three-pack is back. To order, go to EdenPureDeals.com and put in code Howie3. Enjoy the podcast.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
I've seen more of Dr. Fauci than I have my wife. We kid each other, but they look, who's president? Fauci.
All of a sudden, I realize, God, you're getting old, Biden.
I'm an old man. I hate everything but Matlock. Ooh, it's on now.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Currently, CDC is expanding a surveillance program with Express Check. We are also actively working with the airlines to collect passenger information that can be used by CDC and local public health jurisdictions to enhance contact tracing and post-arrival follow-up should a case be identified in a traveler.
Have those tight requirements on the international travel. We have the workplace requirements. Jonathan will continue to look at all options and everything's on the table.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
One of the listeners heard about the escape from of the COVID cons in Australia and wanted to know if they were captured. Thank God they're in custody. Three kids, 15, 16, and 17, they hadn't gotten the jab, so they had to be locked up. They've been recaptured, though. They were checking. They had roadblocks set up. They were checking the trunks, or as they call them, the boots of the cars in Australia. God forbid a 15 and a 16 and a 17-year-old kid should be out and about. All right, 844-500-42. Rachel Rollins' nomination has been advanced to the Senate calendar on a 50-47 vote. They had to do that because it was tied in the Senate Judiciary Committee. So I guess this means she's going to be approved. So then we'll see if Charlie Parker, now that he's not running for governor, will he, if he has the opportunity to appoint a replacement for her as Suffolk District Attorney, will he go with somebody who supported him in the past, i.e. Boston City Councilor at Large Mike Flaherty, or will he be woke? My money's on woke, unfortunately, but we'll see. We'll see, assuming she's approved. But we have some cuts here from Tom Cotton today. He was really down on Rachel Rollins. There were a lot of bad ones coming up. I don't think she's even the worst, actually, honestly. But he went to Harvard Law School, so he knows something about Boston, and he's really bent out of shape about this one. So this is Tom Cotton, senator from Arkansas, today on Rachel Rollins, the district attorney of Suffolk County, who's now going before the full Senate for a vote on whether to become the U.S. attorney in Massachusetts. Cut 30.
Rachel Rollins is the very epitome of a Soros prosecutor, though it's generous to call her a prosecutor at all. For those of you who don't know, the term Soros prosecutor refers to the wave of so-called progressive political activists backed by wealthy liberal mega-donors like George Soros, who have run for local district attorney and state attorney positions throughout the country with the express purpose of igniting revolution and destroying our criminal justice systems from within.
Cut 31.
Rollins hopes to destroy the criminal justice system from within. That's not hyperbole. She has not been shy about her views until she was nominated for this office, of course. When asked why she became a prosecutor last year, she answered, again, this is a direct quote. I'm not making it up. You may find it hard to believe. This is her own words. Why she wanted to be a prosecutor, quote, I chose to jump into this job to dismantle the system from the inside.
Keep going. Cut 32. Tom Cotton from Arkansas, senator.
If the Democrats vote to confirm Rachel Rollins, they will be responsible for every action she takes. It's not a secret. It's right here in her record. And when crime spikes in Massachusetts and crime spikes in New Hampshire, Democratic senators who are on the ballot next year are going to answer for it. And I promise I will be there to make you answer for it if you vote for her today.
You know, the state police in Massachusetts, the work in drugs, they try to get the drug dealers, the Dominicans especially, who dominate the fentanyl heroin trade, illegal aliens, they try to get them to cross over the river into New Hampshire. You know why? Because they're more likely to be prosecuted in New Hampshire. And this isn't federal stuff. This is state stuff. They're more likely to be prosecuted at the state level in New Hampshire than in the than at the state level in Massachusetts. It's not just a federal problem here. And I got a call today from a guy I know, and I only have one car now, and it moves back and forth between Florida and Massachusetts, and so right now it's in Florida. So sometimes I need to get a car to get like to the airport. So I use this guy. He's a driver, and he's a friend of mine. I've known him for a long time. And he just bought a new car, an Expedition, fully loaded, beautiful car, $78,000. And he's a really good driver. Drove me and the mailroom manager to the airport a couple of weeks ago. We were coming back to Florida. So he called me and he said, guess what happened to me last night? I said, what? And he said he was driving home. He lives in the suburbs. He was in Weston. And he got T-boned. In his new Expedition, his new $78,000 car, and so he was perpendicular to the road. So he was trying to get into the breakdown lane. This was on Route 20, I guess, and you know, because he didn't want another situation like what happened with that state cop, that rookie state cop on the Southeast Expressway named Carr a couple weeks ago. So he says, let me just move my car and get it off into the breakdown lane. And when he does it, guess what happens? See ya. An illegal alien, unlicensed, unregistered, uninspected, just screws. And he calls the Weston cops. They get two cars scrambled. They can't find the guy. He's gone. And so I'm telling this story just to tell you, if you get in an accident with an illegal, before you move the car, get the cell phone out and take a picture of the car, of the license on the back of it. It's probably stolen, but still, you got something to go on. And get a picture of the actual welfare recipient who was driving the car. And he said, what do you think will happen if they catch the guy? And I said, if they catch the guy, that's in Middlesex County. That's Marion Ryan. I would put my money more on Rachel Rollins prosecuting the illegal alien than Marion Ryan. If you ever find this guy, I told him, he's a friend of mine. I said, if you ever find this guy or the cops ever find him, they're going to find that there's going to be a series of thing of charges, and they're all going to end the same way. CWOF, continued without a finding. Continued without a finding. That's all they ever do. 844-500-4242. 508, it's really unseemly how you carry water for Rachel Rollins. Bad isn't relative, and there isn't a continuum of bad being better than worse. Preach, Brother Cotton. I'm just telling you that there are worse than Rachel Rollins, and I'm going to put Marion Ryan in that category. And I'm not defending her. I would just assume she wasn't the U.S. attorney in Massachusetts. But you know, there is all she did was put it in writing what Conley, her predecessor, was doing day to day himself. That's all. 844-500-4242. Here's another one. 508. How quickly until Rollins starts to go after conservatives in New England? Is that why you go soft on Rollins? I don't know. You know, I had people going after me after my tax returns when Ronald Reagan was president. They were, and a guy who became a federal judge is sick to the and was appointed by Reagan, sicked the IRS on me and a lawyer. in a case involving a state rep from where I lived, who had ties to the Winter Hill gang. But somehow I was connected to him, and so was the lawyer, according to these nice people in the U.S. Attorney's Office. So I've seen this before, believe me. 844-500-4242. The 617 says the harder thing for that expedition driver would be to find a replacement for his totaled SUV. I don't think it's totaled, but it's in pretty bad shape. It's gonna be out. He has a lot of liberals that he drives for, and so they're gonna say he's gonna have to say now, I'm sorry, one of my cars is out of commission. I'm not gonna be able to pick you up. They're gonna go, why? Oh, because one of your illegal aliens T-boned me and then drove away from the accident. That's reality here. Again, you get in an accident with an illegal, get a picture real quick. Real quick. Meals provide the perfect opportunity to bond and catch up with friends and family during the busy holiday season, but I just don't have the free hours to spend in the kitchen. Luckily, HelloFresh cuts down on meal prepping and cleanup, so I can devote more energy over the holidays to the people who matter most to me. HelloFresh delivers pre-portioned ingredients and recipes right to my doorstep, so I skip the grocery trip and avoid wasting money on excess food. With farm fresh produce and 50 always changing weekly menu and market items, I get everything I need without skimping on quality. What did you get in your box this week, Taylor?
Again, I'm not sure. I haven't seen any. I think my mother-in-law absconded once again with my HelloFresh box. I'm going to have to get some better surveillance outside my house.
You're going to have to get some of that glitter stuff that they glitter bombs that explode.
Fake HelloFresh box. Yeah.
Someone was telling me that today. Do you know how tough it is to get glitter out of your hair? And I said, as a matter of fact, I don't know how tough it is to get glitter out of my hair.
Oh, I banish all greeting cards with glitter on them. I don't want to touch glitter. I hate it. But anyway, next week, my wife and my son, they're going on vacation with her parents. So I've got the house to myself, and she asked me, do you want me to continue the HelloFresh? I said, of course. Otherwise, I'm going to be ordering out, getting junk food. So let me cook for myself. I know it's going to be easy. All the instructions come with all the recipes. All the ingredients are right there. I don't have to make any last-minute stops on the way home to the grocery store or anything like that. Simple and easy, and I'll be able to manage my way through the week on HelloFresh.
Among your options, Taylor, are the balsamic and fig beef tenderloin. You can't go wrong with beef tenderloin, and you can't go wrong with lobster stuffed ravioli and shrimp. That allows me to get a little fancy minus the fuss. I'm excited also about the hearty seasonal recipes like kale, cranberry and walnut stuffed squash, or family favorites like pecan crusted salmon or tempura battered chicken fingers. That's Patrice got some of those. I'll be glad. She'll be writing me, I think, an email someday soon. Tell me how good they were. Tempura battered. You can't go wrong with that either. I love to indulge my sweet tooth over the holidays. This year, I'm craving the cherry cheesecake swirl bars, ginger spiced cake truffles, and more seasonal goodies from HelloFresh. You don't have to deal with the supermarket crush. You don't have to deal with the Karens. You don't have to deal with any of that BS involving going to the supermarket. Everything delivered right to your door. Plus, grab-and-go breakfast, quick bites, and add-ons keep the family from getting peckish any time of day. Go to HelloFresh.com/Howie14 and use code Howie14 for 14 free meals plus three free gifts. That's code Howie14 at HelloFresh.com/Howie14. I'm Howie Carr.
Want more Howie? Click the Howie Cam on HowieCarrShow.com. He tells it like it is.
I want you to know that every human being that works for you knows what a diseased hypocrite you are. We all know what you are.
Howie Carr.
Could I have some ominous sound effects, please? I don't care. Anything will do. A scream might suffice. Okay, I have to break the news. Dun, dun, dun! Five new Omicron cases in New York. 5 and 3. Okay, I'm holding up the fingers. I still have enough Shut it down! Shut it down! Oh no! Oh no! Today's poll question is brought to you by the Howie Carr Show store. Go to HowieCarrShow.com and click store to get your Let's Go Brandon t-shirt for $19.99. That's HowieCarrShow.com and click store. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results?
What are you more concerned about? Omicron, which is rising exponentially, as Joe Biden would say, or the government's reaction to Omicron?
The government's reaction, I believe.
97%.
By the way, I was saying, you know, if you get in a crash with an illegal alien, make sure you get the license numbers and the car and all that stuff, because they're going to run away to avoid. They don't pay anything. Why would they buy insurance or pay it to get a driver's license? 781 sent me some pictures that he took. He just texted them to me. It still doesn't help. I got everything, and it was all fake. Yeah. Well, I'm just saying, maybe it's not fake. Maybe he stole the car, and they'll at least recover the car. Here was DeSantis on the fact that you have to, you know, they're talking about all these lockdowns and you have to get tested and everything. But unless, of course, you're an illegal alien who's coming to Weston to slam my friend's new Ford Expedition and put it in the body shop, cut 14.
President Biden's doing by trying to impose more restrictions. You know, he's now going to say that if you go to the Bahamas as an American citizen and you come back, you've got to do a test, a COVID test. But if you just come right across the border illegally, then somehow that's fine and we don't care about the test or vaccination. I just don't understand it. I think it's going to do is cause a lot of problems. I don't think that they should be imposing any mandates.
But of course, he does understand it, because the people coming across the border are Democrat constituents. They're going to be wards of the state. They're going to be criminals. They're going to be they're not going to learn English. They're not going to look for work, but they're going to go to the welfare office. Of course, the Democrats want them to all come into the country. 2 years to flatten the curve, says 917. Let's play the other Rochelle Walensky cut. Part of it is in the intro, but this is what they're now. The CDC, which was trying to impose rent control basically on the entire nation, is now going to have surveillance everywhere. They just got a vote, and about 80 Republicans in the House voted for it to give them, I think, $400 million for more CDC surveillance at the airports. Cut 10.
Thanks to our updated travel policies earlier this month, we are also actively working with the airlines to collect passenger information that can be used by CDC and local public health jurisdictions to enhance contact tracing and post-arrival follow-up should a case be identified in a traveler.
Should a case be identified in the traveler? Unless you're an illegal alien, though. Remember that. Always remember that. 844-500-4242. This is back to the abortion debate and arguments yesterday in front of the Supreme Court. This is the guy, Ely Mistel, with Joy Reid. This is the guy the black guy that has the white, it looks like a fright wig that he wears. I guess it's his real hair, but this is what he said. Cut 16.
Conservatives want you to think that a fetus, a fetus who is pre-viability, that means that it cannot exist outside of its mother, it cannot live outside of the womb, should have the same legal rights as full-grown black people in this country. And that the fact that it doesn't is some kind of miscarriage of justice, no pun intended, and that the people who shouldn't have the full rights are the women who are carrying the fetus.
Full-grown black people. That's a weird, weird way to put it, isn't it? 844-500-4242. If you want to give us a call, we'll be right back. I'm Howie Carr.
live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. Again, the Senate has advanced Rachel Rollins' nomination as U.S. Attorney for Massachusetts to the full floor of the Senate. They voted, 50-47 to put it on the calendar. So this was a full vote of the Senate to put it on the calendar. So it looks like she's going to be confirmed. Maybe they may have to bring in Kamala to break the tie. I don't know. But anyway, I want to talk about one more before we go back to the phone lines. I want to talk about one more Senate hearing for a judicial nominee, actually. This is for a district court nominee, a guy named Dale Ho. He's a radical leftist. He's director of Voting Rights Project at the ACLU. And he was quoted in the New York Times, a news story, as saying there is an anti-democratic virus that is spread in mainstream Republicanism among mainstream Republican elected officials. So again, he said an anti-democratic virus among Republicans. Okay? So John Kennedy from Louisiana was questioning this guy Dale Ho, H-O, about what he had said about the anti-Democrat virus. And it's just, this is more for entertainment than for anything else. John Kennedy's always good. Cut 25.
Did you say, quote, Republicanism is an anti-democratic virus?
No, Senator, I don't believe I've used those words.
Okay, you're under oath now.
Yes, Senator, I don't believe I've used those words. Okay. I do remember saying last year that there was a loss of confidence in our elections that has spread kind of like a virus.
John Kennedy continues cross-examining Mr. Ho, 26.
Right. Well, that's a long way from calling the Republican Party an anti-democratic virus.
Yes, it's very different, and I don't believe I used those words, Senator.
Right. If you did use those words, will you pull down your nomination?
Senator, I don't believe I've used those words.
But if you did, will you withdraw?
It's hard for me to imagine a scenario in which
assume it. If you said it, will you withdraw?
If I were quoting someone else saying it to describe that kind of sentence, I wouldn't be expressing my own views. But Senator, I don't believe I've ever used those words.
But of course he has. It's a quote in the New York Times. He didn't call to ask for a correction or a clarification or a retraction. He was probably pretty damn happy when he saw it. Probably clipped out the story and then printed up some off the internet. And Kennedy continues with Mr. Ho, 27.
Mr. Ho, you're a smart man, I can tell. But I think you're an angry man. And I really have great concerns about voting for you. We don't need federal judges who are angry. We need federal judges who are fair and can see both points of view.
You're not going to get that with Mr. Ho, I don't think. 844-500-4242. A couple more Biden cuts before we get to the phone lines. And I hate to leave any of these on the cutting room floor. They're all gold, comic gold. Cut 25.
All of a sudden, she looked at me and she said, Mr. Ambassador, would you like a photograph?
So he's talking about Golda Meir, and he's calling himself Mr. Ambassador. Was that supposed to be a joke that she didn't know who he was, or was he just getting confused?
No, he wasn't joking. He was telling his old fake Golda Meir story about him going over to Israel after the during the Six-Day War, and she's pulling down all the maps. The story takes at least 2 minutes to get through. He
wasn't even a senator during the Six-Day War. He was about 25 years old.
Listen, I don't know. The story's been debunked, I believe.
What story of his hasn't been debunked? Okay, now let's have now it's always good to have an anecdote, because he was raised in at a synagogue, you know. That's what he said that in the past too. When he wasn't at the pool with Corn Pop or being the first white student at Delaware State, he was at a synagogue, right? So now it's natural that he would have a folksy, homey story about Hanukkah. Cut 26.
A Jewish holiday is Hanukkah. The Jewish holiday of Hanukkah is Thanksgiving on steroids.
Yikes. 844-500-4242. Steve from Cambridge, you're next.
Howie, Mr. Mistel, I think Joy Reid's companion, I would suggest that black unborn children are far more likely to be aborted than white unborn children.
Correct.
And what does he think about their rights?
I know, I don't understand this. I've read some statistics that in New York City, 40% of the pregnancies to black women are ended by abortions.
Margaret Sanger was very open about how abortions would lower the population of black people.
Yeah, and they still give out the Margaret Sanger Award. I mean, they've torn down all these statues of people like Abraham Lincoln, for instance. He's verboten. He's been canceled, but Margaret Sanger is still fine. You're right. I don't understand that. I don't get any of this woke stuff. I don't understand the standards, because there aren't any standards. It's just whether it promotes the party line. That's all it is. Thanks for the call, Steve. Ethan, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Ethan.
Hey, Howie. Thanks for taking my call. Stalin said, you want to destroy capitalism, you raise taxes. And I would include inflation with that. And Lenin said, if you want to destroy capitalism, you debauch the currency. So these agendas like climate change and pandemic theater and all this stuff to confuse, and I would throw in the gender agenda stuff too. It's just nuts. If you change the society and you change all these social things, you will. That is the definition of Marxist takeover. And it's just nuts. And these people on the left, they have no clue. You listen to NPR and you think, I mean, they just have bitten into this narrative so hook, line, and sinker. It's just.
Why do you listen to NPR, though, Ethan? Why do you listen? I couldn't stand it.
I try to call in sometimes, Howie, to get through to these people, but they're lost. They're completely in the dark. They don't know what is really going on. It's scary, Howie. We really got to, we really got to wake these people up. I don't know where we're headed, to be honest.
I don't either. I wish I could tell you and, give you a roadmap, or have someone give me a roadmap, or all of us a roadmap about how to fight this. But there's just this level of insanity and ignorance too. That's part of the problem. These people don't understand anything. I mean, look at AOC. Just to cite one example, she was saying, I read the quote earlier today, she told a Washington newspaper that she thinks all these stories about the looting and the organized shoplifting are she thinks these are all made up. Or to a large degree made up. It's amazing. 844-500-4242. I tell you what, I want to take for the next few minutes. We talk about the shortages, and we kind of just keep going back to it. And what have you found that's running out that you haven't been able to find? And I mentioned heavy cream, a woman told me about. I haven't seen any Land O'Lakes whipped cream for months. I like Jarlsberg light cheese. I had some for a while. Now they're out of it at the local Publix. I mean, what have you seen at the grocery store? Or what have you not seen at the grocery store? What has disappeared from your shopping cart that you've always had in the past? Earlier today, they were saying little cans of V8 are gone. And Vienna finger cookies are gone. I think a number of kinds of cookies are gone, have disappeared. And I think there was a Nabisco strike. And that's another thing. That's another new thing. Under Donald Trump, there were no strikes. Now people are striking, and they're probably making more money than ever before. I don't quite get that either. But what have you seen that has disappeared? Another story that Grace sent me earlier today was that chicken fingers are disappearing, and people have told me that I'm not a big chicken wing person, but they tell me chicken wings are getting harder to come by. 844-500-4242. What have you noticed is vanishing from your local supermarket shelves? And what about the prices? Someone said that they just spent $15.49 for a pound of coffee, which seems an awful lot to me, even today. They said it's obviously gourmet coffee, and so they needed another pound of the coffee they'd been spending $15.49, and the store said that it's now gone up to $24 a pound. I am not going there. Clam dip, says 201. Is clam dip really? 970, spring water. No, can't be spring water. Can't. No, I haven't. I don't know though. Some brands of spring water, I think. Down here we get Callaway, and that's sometimes out because it's the cheapest one other than the public store brand. Debbie, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Debbie.
Hi, Howie. You know, hi. I noticed that the stores are carrying more their brand than brand names. And also, I can't find Famous Amos cookies anywhere.
Yeah.
But my thing is that the prices of food is unbelievable. We're not talking 10 cents more. We're talking dollars. It's just unaffordable. It's just horrible.
I know. I remember the 70s, it was the same way, you know? I mean, the price, you know, you'd read in the newspaper that the price of such and such had gone up, you know, 10 cents a pound, and you'd go to the supermarket, and it would be up 20 cents a pound or 30 cents a pound. And it was very depressing. And I don't like the idea of those days returning, but you know, and to have Joe Biden joking about it, comparing it to having you know, a shortage of Cabbage Patch dolls, as opposed to the fact that it's in some places it's getting harder to buy pet food. I mean, pet food. You know, if you don't have a pet, that doesn't sound very serious. But if you do, you know, it's a big deal. Thanks for the call, Debbie. 844-500-4242. We're going to take some more calls on this when we come back. No one could have ever predicted how hot and competitive the real estate market would get during COVID. If you hesitated selling your commercial or residential real estate during this time, don't miss your opportunity to get out on top. Let JJ Manning Auctioneers help you auction your real estate quickly, contingency-free, and for strong dollars. You will set the terms, you will set the closing date, and the buyer will pay the commissions. For over 45 years and 16,000 auctions, JJ Manning has been a trusted leader in accelerated real estate sales. To learn more on how to get your residential, commercial, or land property sold quickly and contingency-free, contact Charlie Gill at 800-521-0111 or go to jjmanning.com. With over 16,000 sales and satisfied clients, you could be the next one. Call Charlie today at 800-521-0111 or go to jjmanning.com and get your property sold. I'm Howie Carr.
We'll be right back as Howie puts the finishing touches on his Christmas palm tree.
Where do you think you're going to put a tree that big? Bend over and I'll show you.
Howie Carr will be right back.
That's the Democratic Party for you.
I've written to Washington about it.
What do you want to write to Washington for? He's dead.
Howie Carr is back.
Boy, the texts are coming in fast and furious on this one. I won't even give you, I'll just read them and won't even give you the area code. Since pandemic, Gold Bond baby powder's gone. I own a small vending company. Too many products to mention. Snacks and drinks, Gatorade, V8 Splash, Sugar-Free Red Bull, Famous Amos cookies. As a earlier caller said, Milano cookies, prices rising across the board. Last week, the pouches of Lee Kum Kee stir-fry sauce were 2 for $5. This week, they're 2 for $6. My favorite locally grown hydroponic lettuce is usually out. Cans of Fancy Feast for the cat. No chicken wings for 3 to 4 months. Poland Spring water sketchy. Store brand's okay. Night before Thanksgiving, I had to go to 5 supermarkets to find light cream so I could make my corn chowder. Absolutely ridiculous. Here's another one. I'll tell you what's disappearing at my local supermarket, my weekly paycheck. No Keebler Elf cookies on the shelves at Market Basket in Mass. $14 a pound for Boar's Head Deli turkey breast. Well, I can do without that. I'll find something else if, rather than spend $14 for that. Canned jellied cranberry, Safeguard soap, White Rain hairspray, pickles, cans of squeezy cheese and multicolored mini marshmallows, spring water. Good Lord. Ben, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Ben.
Hey, Howie, how you doing?
Good.
Hey, I work for a masonry supply company in the greater Boston area. And like the last 2-3 weeks, we haven't been able to get cement because there's like a paper bag shortage that the cement goes in.
You're kidding.
And we're hearing rumors that, no, it's really crazy. But we're hearing that it's due to possibly all the supermarkets and local stores going back to paper bags. So it's...
Oh, that's right. Because, really because of the COVID, I can never get it straight. They banned plastic bags, or they banned returnable bags for a while. They made returnable bags mandatory, and then they banned them. And so now it's back and forth. Thanks for the call, Ben. Les, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Les.
Hi, Howie. I met you many times on the book signing.
Thank you.
Okay, you know what I'm missing? If I go to Wegmans.
Yeah.
I'm in Westwood. And then they don't have Boursin cheese anymore. The last 3-4 weeks.
They don't have cheese? What kind?
Boursin.
Okay. I know. Okay. Yeah. They don't have that? Really? That seems like real basic stuff.
Yeah, I know. And then they don't have the smoked oyster in the cans.
What do they tell you when you ask them about it?
I didn't ask.
Yeah.
I don't know. I know they don't know either the answer. But also what the AOC said, we don't need farms. We have the supermarkets to get the food from.
I know. She was shocked to learn that vegetables grow in dirt. Dirt? That doesn't seem very sanitary. Thanks for the call, Les. Dennis, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Dennis.
Hey, Howie. Love your show.
Thanks.
Down here in North Carolina, you had mentioned about Kerrygold cheese. The Kerrygold butter is gone. The price has gone through the roof. And also, for tequila, you'd be better off driving to Mexico to find some because it's the ABC stores here are just wiped out.
Those are the state stores they have in North Carolina. I'd much rather live in a state where they have private liquor stores, Dennis. I never really cared for going into those ABC stores when I lived in North Carolina. Total Wine puts ABC stores to shame. Thanks for the call, Dennis, and keep listening in North Carolina. We got time for one more. Peter, what are you running out of, Peter? Quickly.
Yeah, Howie, yeah. I work for a food service company up in Maine. We can't get onion rings, mozzarella sticks. You know what a whoopie pie is?
I sure do. I'd miss a mozzarella stick a lot more than a whoopie pie, but whatever gets you through the night, or doesn't in this case. Thanks for the call. See you tomorrow. I'm Howie Carr.